the men that run the school, Midway, had to pay for it according to how many children they had, you know. Mm-hmm. And they had to carry the teacher home to live with them because they had to keep her up. They didn't have the money to pay her enough to board. So she moved around to the parents' house, and she came to our house, and we had a room that Mama called the big room, and I wasn't supposed to play in there. And they put that teacher in the big room, and she shut the door. Well, that was more than I could take. I thought, well, won't even let me go in there, and she's in there now. I wonder what she's doing. So I get down this old-fashioned
keyhole.
Oh. And I look through to see what she's doing. I'm just leaning up like that, and she opened the door. And I fell in.
Uh-oh.
What are you doing here?
Did you get in trouble?
Yeah, I did. Uh-oh.
Curiosity. That probably made you a good teacher, though. Would you go out and see kids that you had taught after you finished teaching?
That was, for years, that was the rule. We had to visit every parent.
Oh, wow.
I really got an education down in the village that way. That's the reason I didn't talk about it a while ago. I was visiting some of the parents down there. They didn't have the beds made or anything.
I guess you learned a lot about your students that way, huh?
Mm-hmm. And I could be more patient with them when I found out what they came from.
Yeah, it sounds like you were a real good teacher.
They need to do that now.
It would help a lot, wouldn't it, to know where what kids are coming from?
Oh, they don't have to do that now. The parents, they tell me, go to the rooms and tell the teachers what to do. Have you ever heard that?
Even show up.
Sounds like you really got to know your students by going to visit their parents and stuff. I bet you learned a lot about them.
Now, you said that you had teachers when you were going to school that would come from, they would come from outside of the community to teach. So do you have any good memories of a favorite teacher? Who was your favorite teacher?
That taught me?
That taught you.
Well, Miss, she was one of my favorites. Mm-hmm. And in high school, I had the from Dahlonega. They came down here and stayed 2 or 3 years. And Mr. was the superintendent, and his daughter was the high school teacher, one of them. And I liked them. And well, I always liked all my teachers. I never did hate a teacher that I can remember.
Did you have a favorite student?
I tried not to do that. Some of them, you know, you can't keep from loving a little more than the others.
Yeah.
But it's just human nature, you know.
Yeah.
But I never did get it in. I had a teacher friend that taught fifth grade, and she'd get it in for one of her pupils. And at recess, she'd talk about him all the time.
Gosh. So you probably know most people in town then, most of the people who've been here for a while since you taught for so long.
Yeah.
Taught so many of their kids. How many kids did you have in the classroom when you were teaching?
As many as 40.
Wow.
Sometimes 42.
Gosh.